Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. and China managed a three-for-three prisoner swap.
These three Americans, their names are Mark Swiden, Kai Lee, and John Leung, were all described by the U.S. State Department as wrongfully detained, and they are expected to soon arrive back here on the U.S. soil for the first time in years, reunited with their families. We know, too, that President Biden has been working on this for years.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Late word, those three appear to have arrived in San Antonio. Inflation ticking back up. The Commerce Department says the consumer price index rose 2.3% in October. It's the latest sign that inflation's steady decline the last 2 years has stalled in recent months. Separately, the Commerce Department said the U.S. economy expanded a healthy 2.8% over the summer, slowing from 3% in the spring. Growth has topped 2% in 8 of the last 9 quarters. This is ABC News. Alec Baldwin's legal team firing back at a special prosecutor's notice of intent to appeal the decision that threw out charges against Baldwin stemming from a fatal onset shooting.
Baldwin's attorneys say in a statement that they doubt the New Mexico Attorney General will pursue an appeal. They say it'll only further the unethical and corrupt conduct that led to the judge's dismissal. Baldwin faced a fourth-degree felony charge in the 2021 shooting death of the head camera operator shot dead by a bullet fired from a gun Baldwin was holding. Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer dismissed the case after finding prosecutors withheld evidence from the defense.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. In federal court in Memphis, tax preparers Renata Walton and Nicole Jones pleaded not guilty to a grand jury indictment accusing them of submitting $65 million in bogus claims for refunds under two COVID-era programs designed to help businesses. They're free after posting bond. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on your local Civic Media radio station, 1260 a.m. WLAK.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Bucks are back to .500. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 win over the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee's win-loss record now even at 9-9. Just before the tip-off, Giannis Antetokounmpo had his left knee flare-up with swelling and was unable to play. How did that change the game plan? Head coach Doc Rivers.
When Giannis went out, it was such a late scratch. You know, kind of had us scrambling. We usually go with bigs, and we decided to play small ball the entire game because I really felt like with so much scoring, the only way we're going to win the game is we had to win the three-point game.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for their Thursday night game on NBC for Thanksgiving. I asked Jordan Love how he feels about playing in prime time on the holiday.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anytime you're prime time, especially playing on a day like Thanksgiving where, you know, I grew up eating Thanksgiving food and watching football. So, you know, a lot of people, that's kind of the tradition. So it's definitely special. You know, we love these primetime games for sure.
That's quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, perhaps a flurry out there. Otherwise, northwest winds of 5 to 10, lows near 20 degrees. For Thanksgiving Day, cloudy skies and some scattered flurries. Northwest winds, highs in the mid-20s. Right now, it's 22.
Peach Wabba.
On the next Nightlight, we get a sneak peek at the Hawktua Girls' new reality show. And I welcome Discover Wisconsin host Andrea Belke and from National Lampoon, Jamie Kaler and Jeff Tully.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
On how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. So Donald Trump is creating this warrior board so that he can purge military generals. This authoritarianism alert again. We had a caller in the previous hour, and I brought this up. You know, he said, you know, the purpose of a military is to defend the country. Yeah, in a real democracy, that's the case. In an authoritarian fascist state, you know, like Russia or Hungary or Turkey, the purpose of the military is first and foremost to defend dear leader. And in 60 some odd days, we will have dear leader running our country. And he's getting rid of anybody in the military, or he wants to get rid of. He's trying to create a system to get rid of anybody in the military who he thinks might not be as loyal as they should be. Now, military people are particularly officers. By the way, Pete Hegseth was a major, for what it's worth. Military people traditionally don't involve themselves in politics. They don't wear political labels. They don't identify their politics, at least until they're out of office. And but I guarantee you, you're going to see this guy doing the same thing that I believe it was Dan Scavino was doing in the first Trump administration, where he was running around looking at the social media posts of the spouses and the children of people who were in the administration or they were thinking of having in the administration. So the general may not post something, but his daughter or grandchild might. And that might give them a clue as to who they want to get rid of. Or, you know, there may be other ways for them to kind of tease out, you know, the general simply isn't sucking up enough to dear leader. So this is troubling. They're thinking of calling it the Warrior Board. You'll recall back when in Trump's first administration, there were these three very, very wealthy guys down who hung out down in Mar-a-Lago, who basically were determining policy for the Department of Defense. This is kind of rebooting that. It's also a reflection of Project 2025. This is how they define their goals for the military. Quote, "Our goal is to assemble an army of aligned, vetted, trained, and prepared conservatives to go to work on day one to deconstruct the administrative state." Yeah. And Trump purged, during the 2024 campaign, pledged to purge the military of woke generals, generals who believe in diversity in the military, generals who have allowed trans people to continue to serve. That's it. No more. This is very troubling. He's also, you know, there's also every indication that Trump is going to be going after, you know, all of our climate change issues, that, you know, he has vowed to essentially ditch the climate regulations. Pretty soon we'll have more forever chemicals that cause cancer in our water. We'll have more deadly pesticides on our food. Trump did this last time. He legalized, he authorized several very cheap, very deadly pesticides that persist. They get in the food, they stay in the food, and they cause cancer, particularly among children. There was one in particular that was very famous. It's been banned in Europe for decades. Trump legalized that. Joe Biden reversed that. And Trump will reverse Joe Biden's reverse. So, you know, our environment is going to get dirtier. But on top of that, 2024, this year, I mean, obviously we don't have the numbers yet because the year is not over. But Copernicus, the satellite system that monitors the Earth, so far it looks like 2024 is going to be not only the warmest year, but you recall the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC warned repeatedly over the last three decades that if we hit 1.5 degrees Celsius, the weather's going to go nuts and it's going to start killing people. And that's what we're seeing right now. And it looks like 2024 not only is going to be the warmest year in history, but it's going to be the first year that the planet was consistently above 1.5 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial level. And what was the result of that? The result of that was, you know, a hurricane that normally would just hit the Gulf Coast and maybe go, you know, 50 miles inland or 100 miles inland and then peter out and turn into just a rainstorm that goes up the, you know, the interior of the East Coast, was still a hurricane or damn close to it when it hit Asheville, North Carolina, and took out a town that a lot of people had moved to get away from coastal hurricanes. And Trump's response to that is he continues to argue and continues to put people in his administration who say that climate change is a hoax. There's no there. There's nothing to worry about, nothing to do, nothing to, you know, it's a hoax. So he's planning his retribution. He's going to take apart our military. He's going to poison our air and water more aggressively for the profit, of course, of the people who put him in office. Keep in mind, the billionaires who helped fund Donald Trump, the billionaires who fund the right-wing media ecosystem, the billionaires who fund the right-wing campaigns, many of them make their money by poisoning our planet. I mean, obviously the most notorious, you know, the big oil billionaires. And, you know, this is going to be a rough 4 years for America and the world, frankly, as a result of this. Jack Smith, meanwhile, is planning to close up shop before Trump's inauguration. This is distressing news, but Trump has said he would fire Jack Smith on day one, and Jack Smith is not going to give him that satisfaction. He's going to quit. And the big question is whether he says he's putting together a final report. That final report will go to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland will have a choice. He can either declassify and, if it's even classified in the first place. I mean, if Jack Smith is smart, and I think he is, he will probably do what Robert Mueller did. Robert Mueller wrote a report that everything in it could have been seen by the American public. Bill Barr censored large parts of it that reflected poorly on Donald Trump. And Merrick Garland, damn it, has continued to withhold from us the actual Mueller report, which is insane. But anyhow, you know, Bill Barr censored it. So if Jack Smith gives a report that is available to that was written for the public, like Robert Mueller's report, about the crimes that Donald Trump committed, and let's be very clear, Donald Trump is a criminal, and he was a criminal last time he's in office. He's going to be a criminal this time in office. If Jack Smith publishes or gives that report to Merrick Garland, Merrick Garland can either leave it on his desk for the next incoming attorney general, or who we don't know yet, or heavily redact it and publish it, or simply publish it the way Jack Smith intended, assuming that Jack Smith does it this way, which I think the odds are very, very high. And we don't know which way Merrick Garland is going to go, but this is one of those moments. I mean, we've had a few of those moments. The first 2 years of the Biden administration, Merrick Garland chose not to prosecute Donald Trump. That told us a lot. You know, that either the guy was a complete wimp, or he didn't understand the threat to democracy that Trump represented, or he was not willing to stand up to the Trump loyalists who were still, you know, who were left over in the Department of Justice. Something. It told us a lot. The fact that he has not declassified, or has not unredacted, rather, the Mueller report tells us a lot. I think what he's going to do with Jack Smith's report here at the end of the day, it's going to tell us everything we need to know. John Ratcliffe is going to be the CIA director, by the way. These are the nominations. John Ratcliffe is Ratcliffe was a national intelligence guy. He was the former director of national intelligence before. He's all in with Trump. Huckabee, as I mentioned, ambassador to Israel. White House counsel is going to be William McGinley. Nobody ever heard of him. He was the campaign lawyer for the Trump campaign. So he's, you know, he's, oh, yeah, they stole it from us, you know. And Trump wants to bring back Robert Lighthizer as his trade czar. And is he really going to nominate Bob Kennedy for a Senate-confirmed position? I doubt it. Bob is running around going, yeah, I'm gonna fire all these people at the FDA, and we're gonna shake it up, and no more vaccines for your kids, and or at least mandatory stuff like that. I suspect Trump is gonna do the same thing with Bob Kennedy that he's gonna do with Elon Musk, which is that within 6 months they're both gonna be out, marginalized, irrelevant, and that'll be the end of that. But we'll see. Autocrats generally, particularly those autocrats who have narcissistic personality disorder, malignant narcissism, and are sociopaths or psychopaths, as is, in my opinion, Trump, typically do not tolerate high-profile people around them. They want to be the star of the show, and that's certainly been the history of Donald Trump. The only people that he will tolerate around him are people who, you know, when he says, kiss my ass, they fall to their knees. Elizabeth Warren says Trump is already breaking the law by not abiding by the provisions of the Presidential Transition Act. And Mike Johnson congratulated himself on the magical disappearance of non-citizen voting. Suddenly, we don't have a crisis. Before the election, we had Mexicans coming in to vote. Millions and millions of them. Oh, my God, they're going to steal the election for the Democrats. Well, once Trump won, Mike Johnson comes out and says, well, congratulations. I guess there's no Mexicans voting. We told you so. He knew that there were no Mexicans voting, no Mexican citizens. We have literally never had a non-citizen voting problem in this country. I mean, what non-citizen wants to take the risk? What non-citizen wants to end up in jail? What non-citizen wants to see their life upended? None. The only non-citizens that they've been able to find who have voted are people who accidentally got on the rolls because of the motor voter thing. Got a ballot in the mail and thought, gee, I guess I'm supposed to vote. And then, you know, it was discovered that I'm talking literally about two or three people in some states. There were three of them here in Oregon. Incredible stuff. So what's on your mind? What say you? Are you inviting your Trump relatives to Thanksgiving? I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler awards.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Oh, let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt, and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers, and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just go to cbdistillery.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. For 20% off, use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com.
Let's rewrite the founding page. A con call, their grand design. But now they've left that dream behind. They've gone silent, nothing to say. No more talk of changing ways. But pay 24 attention.
24 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Silvio in Massapequa, New York. Hey, Silvio, what's up?
How you doing, Tom? It's been a while.
Good. Thank you for calling.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention something that I've always felt, that there's a basic flaw in the Republican Party, and that is they favor the few rich over the many.
Yeah, it's always...
And they never deviate from that.
That's been the case since the 1870s.
That's exactly, yes, starting with 1873, the Credit Mobilier Depression.
Yep.
And every major economic calamity, the Republicans have been in charge.
Yep.
And Trump is an economic calamity waiting to happen.
I agree. And
really...
Keep going.
Okay. And one more thing. I just want to touch on another matter. We have these two idiot congressmen in New York, Lawler and LaLota. Mm-hmm. And both of them have sworn up and down on a stack of Bibles that they will not vote for any kind of national abortion ban. Knowing the Republicans, they will introduce it, and those two morons will vote for it.
They won't need
and
it,
then
Silvio.
I'd like to see them get out of that line.
The national abortion ban is already a law on the books. The Comstock Act. And the Comstock Act, you know, Anthony Comstock was this moral crusader back in the 1800s and the early 20th century. And in 1873, I think it was, or 18, sometime around then, he got this law passed through Congress that outlaws mailing anything having to do with birth control, abortion, or pornography. And last year, or the year and a half ago, J.D. Vance, before he was nominated for VP, J.D. Vance wrote a letter to Merrick Garland demanding that he start enforcing the Comstock Act. It is still on the books. It has not been removed from our law. It's just that we've been ignoring it all these years. Now, the decision to enforce it is up to the president and the attorney general. We don't know yet who's going to be the attorney general, and that's going to tell us an awful lot. But all the Republicans have to do is start enforcing or selectively enforcing the Comstock Act, and that's it. And that's why women are not just hoarding abortion pills, mifepristone, right now. They're hoarding their damn birth control pills. Silvio, I got to run. Thank you for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
yeah, absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom,
right.
T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson. Thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. and China managed a 3-for-3 prisoner swap.
These three Americans, their names are Mark Swiden, Kai Lee, and John Leung, were all described by the U.S. State Department as wrongfully detained, and they are expected to soon arrive back here on the U.S. soil for the first time in years, reunited with their families. We know, too, that President Biden has been working on this for years.
ABC's Christiane Cordero, late word, those three appear to have arrived in San Antonio. Inflation ticking back up. The Commerce Department says the consumer price index rose 2.3% in October. It's the latest sign that inflation's steady decline the last 2 years has stalled in recent months. Separately, the Commerce Department said the U.S. economy expanded a healthy 2.8% over the summer, slowing from 3% in the spring. Growth has topped 2% in 8 of the last 9 quarters. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, Glicken Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, perhaps a flurry out there. Otherwise, northwest winds of 5 to 10, lows near 20 degrees. For Thanksgiving Day, cloudy skies and some scattered flurries. Northwest winds, highs in the mid-20s. Right now, it's 22.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Thanksgiving show. We'll give you some updates on the season and also some best ofs of the year. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and chewy. Absolutely love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bill in McMinnville, Tennessee. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you very much. Just a couple of quick points about what you said earlier. The problem with the royalists, as you call them, is that much of the Democratic Party are wealthy elite. For every AOC, there's 100 Jay Rockefellers.
Well, no, I'd say it's probably the ratios are the exact reverse of that, and Jay Rockefeller is dead. But there are a number of Democrats who routinely take big money, and they call themselves the Problem Solver Caucus, there's probably about 100 of them out there.
Okay, well, and my second point is that it appears that the Democratic Party only cares about some of the country, and the Electoral College is part of that. But when the last time a presidential Democratic candidate campaigned in Tennessee or Alabama?
Well, there's no reason to, because the Electoral College determines who's going to be president, which is a strong argument against the Electoral College. But Bill, you've got a Democrat as your governor, don't you?
No, Bill Lee is.
Oh, Bill Lee. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Kentucky. I always mix up your two states. Kentucky has got Andy Beshear, right?
Right. And see, that's kind of it. We're ignored. We're out here in Redland, and it doesn't feel like the Democratic Party gives a crap about us at all.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate. Have you ever gone to your local Democratic Party meetings and just shown up and said, I'd like to help and let's make this thing work?
Oh, yeah. My father was an elected official. My grandfather was a Senate state legislature. I live and breathe politics.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all we can do, Bill. That's the best we can do is to individually show up. And I'm telling you right now, the Democratic Party really needs us. They need us to become precinct committee persons. They need us to show up. They need us to participate. You know, if we're going to make this, I mean, basically we've got a two-party system here. The Greens, the Libertarians, all these other fringe parties. They're kind of a distraction. We've got a two-party system because of the way the Constitution's written, and that's not going to change until we have national instant runoff voting, and that ain't going to happen anytime soon. And I'd love to get rid of the Electoral College, too. So the number one thing that each one of us can do, the absolute number one thing that each one of us can do, is show up at our local Democratic Party at the next meeting, contact your county or state Democratic Party and say, when's the next meeting, the closest meeting to me, and show up and become part of the solution rather than just complaining about it. But I get it, Bill. I get it. Yep. Bill, thank you for the call. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's up?
I guess it's a parody on good news, bad news.
Okay.
That the Trump administration, 4 years maybe, good news, bad news, or the Trump-Vance combined 12 years. maybe good news, bad news. So what I recommend that my congressperson Jayapal do and all of the progressives while they're out in Siberia, that they use this 4 or 12-year period to focus on what are the worst-case scenarios that Vance, Trump do not do so that we can protect our democracy.
Yeah.
So once the Democrats get the trifecta again, they can protect our country from all of the first 4 years of Trump's excesses. And I'm sure that these next 4 or 12 years will have even more excesses. So yeah. I think that's good news for our democracy.
I agree, Roger, in some ways. Whether Trump will strike the fatal blow against democracy or not is still an unknown. I still think it's possible. I don't think it's probable. I think that, you know, he's...
Not democracy. How about the world? He supports Putin, and Putin's going to say, oh, okay, I can use nukes in the Ukraine war.
Yeah,
well,
no, I get it.
Well, does that radioactive cloud stay in Ukraine or Russia? No, it's going to be right on Trump's new government housing that...
Well, that's why I don't think that they will use nukes, but, you know, overwhelming force, yeah. And they're apparently they're massing something like 50,000 troops along with, you know, thousands and thousands of North Korean troops. This war has been internationalized by Putin. It is now a world war, or it's a two-continent war. And, I'm very, very concerned about what Trump's going to do with this. On the other hand, it looks like, you know, Putin is saying to Trump, okay, you're my boy. You're going to have to jump when I say jump. You're going to have to say how high when I say jump. Is Trump going to go along with that? Is Trump even worried that the PP tape or whatever blackmail Putin's got for him is going to come out? I'm increasingly doubting that because the Trump family is getting billions of dollars from the Middle East. They've got this $5 billion Trump construction project going on in Doha right now. I don't think he needs Russia any longer. And frankly, I'd be surprised if he's still afraid of Russia. The problem is that he loves autocracy. He loves Putin because Putin is a strong, Christian, manly man, right? And Trump aspires to that. But, whether this is, well, we're just going to have to wait and see how it shakes out. I realize I'm saying that way too often, but we're still 60 some odd days out. I get what you're saying, Roger. Roger, thank you for the call. Chris in Northampton, Mass. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I have a couple of quick points that relate to what you've been talking about for years.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is that the fact that people can be controlled and we don't do anything to protect ourselves against it. You know, we have traffic lights and fire departments and we heat our homes, but we don't protect ourselves against...
Are you talking about right-wing media?
Well, yeah, for example, I'm not really believing very much these days in free speech because of Fox News like disinformation. Mm-hmm. To me, disinformation is societal arson. And free speech without accountability doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get
so
that.
We have to find ways to protect ourselves against disinformation. Personally, I would say, Fox wasn't touched by that fine that they got.
No, I agree.
They need jail time.
Yeah,
they need real punishment,
I don't think you punish people for lying to people. I think what you do is you expose them. Number one. And number two, a lot of people are waking up. Blue Sky, the social media app that Jack Dorsey started as an alternative to Twitter, has gotten something like 1 million new subscribers in the week since the election. I mean, some mind-boggling number of people have signed up over there. I'm actively posting and participating over on Blue Sky. In fact, I've kept a Twitter tab, now an X tab, open on the pinned tabs on my web browser, on my computer here at the studio for years. And I closed it today. I just deleted
it. Wow.
And I replaced it with a Blue Sky tab because Blue Sky, you post something, somebody like me posts something on Twitter, and all I get is trolls. I get people calling me names and threatening me and, you know, telling me to go away. And so, okay, fine, I'm out. I'm watching this exodus from Twitter. Now, eventually, either Musk is going to cut his losses and sell it, or
or he's just going to, you know, continue to use it as his little, you know, space Nazi playground. But, you know, I'm out. And I think all of us, The Guardian just stopped posting on Twitter, on X, and said, you know, we just can't provide any content to this guy any longer, because basically whenever you post something there, you're giving money to Elon Musk. Not directly, right. But, you know, you're giving him more reason for people to continue going there and look, you know, look for your stuff. So I get right. it. Chris, I got to move along, but thank you for the call.
Okay.
Good talking to you. Katie in Hamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
I have to tell you, Tom, I'm crappy, but I'll get worse.
There you go.
And actually, I have to tell you something really quickly. I hope I have a little extra 10 seconds.
Sure.
But you know that, the bunnies that you put on to make everybody relax?
Yes.
My husband and I are gardeners, and I went, oh, my God. These are the ones that eat all our, you know, all everything we plant. So I'm just saying, at least it wasn't a jaguar taking down a gazelle or something. But yeah.
We have the same bunny.
People are picking on you. I'm going to throw that in there.
No, that's
right?
Okay. We have the same bunny problem, and Louise figured out. It's taken her a couple of years, but actually, she really figured it out when we lived back in Vermont, and we had this big patch of echinacea, and we had this giant groundhog that built a burrow right next to it, and just. Okay. You know, wiped it out, and here now it's bunnies. But she's figured out which plants they don't like to eat, and that's all she plants, and that works.
Okay, why don't you put that up to calm all of us gardeners? Anyway,
there's a bunch of plants bunnies don't like to eat.
Listen, we like to eat the plants that we plant. Anyway, moving on past
yeah.
rabbits.
Yeah.
I'm asking for a sister whose dear friend is just so devastated, and she wants something to read. And she occasionally listens to your show. What two or three books, she's quite a reader, of yours, I've read a lot of them, but what would be applicable to what happened? That would be media consolidation and ignoring the, you know, the working class from the 1980s with Rush Limbaugh sucking them off and all
yeah.
of that. So what, you know, give me two or three of your books.
Well, there's two that I think are probably stand out the most in that regard, maybe three. The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, The Hidden History of the Middle Class, or of the American Dream, excuse me, and The Hidden History of Oligarchy, American Oligarchy.
Okay. See, I can't even remember which ones I've read or not, because I've read... You know, smatterings of them.
The newest one is the American Dream book, and it's a really good book. I think it's the best one.
So you think that is the American Dream would be a good
yeah.
place for her to start?
Yeah, and it just came out.
Okay. And you broadcast out of Denver, certainly, because she had to move to Denver for family reasons.
We don't have a radio station in Denver. We're on Sirius XM. We're on Free Speech TV, which is on Dish and Direct. It all
well,
depends
she can,
on...
that's, of course, what I watch on.
Yeah.
So she can just bring it up on Free Speech TV.
Sure.
But listen, I've got this question that's really simple, and you maybe have answered it. But when the you-know-what hits the fan for these mega voters, and they lose Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid or Medi-Cal in California, their minimum wage is, you know, dipped down even further, and then we have a recession. How is that going to be spun for them so that they blame it on the Democrats? Now, I've seen this happen before.
Sure.
In the, after the, what, 2 years that Obama had, and suddenly, you know, everything was the Democrats' fault anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what do you think they're going to have a little bit more difficult time? Because
no.
these are angry people.
Yeah,
so what's going to happen?
They're quite competent at spinning anything. So,
exactly
I mean, there's this massive right-wing disinformation machine that's got billions of dollars behind it.
Nope.
And
media consolidation is going to go on my headstone, so there
yeah,
you go.
There you go.
But listen, so what do you think, how do you think they're going to act? And is another evil person going to take that group of angry people over, and there's going to be, you know, a clash of the, I don't know.
When Trump leaves the stage... It's going to be a very, very, very interesting time because he has that media presence, the charisma that Ronald Reagan had and that Barack Obama had and that Bill Clinton had, the ability to really capture an audience. And I don't see any other Republicans who have that right now, which is kind of reassuring. Anyhow, Katie, I got to run. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In 1968,
1943, they studied a man, a weakling who rose, a dangerous plan. Hitler's lies spread like fire through fear. Repeat them enough and the truth disappears. It happened once, don't turn a blind eye. History repeats, don't let it slide by.
Back 54 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Andrew in Annapolis, Maryland. Hey, Andrew, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you? I just have a quick question for you. I think it's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And at the risk of trying to sound like the Republicans did in 2020, the election to me doesn't add up. The all of a sudden burst on the scene, friendship between Elon Musk and Trump, his comments about not needing your votes, you know, it's the one thing Trump does well is project. He projected election fraud in 2020. That's exactly what he tried to do. He also projected election fraud in 2024. And now that the results went the way they wanted him to, nothing happened. The idea that we could have four more years of getting to know who Trump is. He's now a felon. He's an adjudicated sexual assaulter. For him to go and win every single razor-thin swing state, it just seems a little too coincidental for me, and I wanted to get your take on it and if there's anything that can be done about it.
I think what you're seeing is the success of a 40-year effort by right-wing billionaires to build a media and think tank infrastructure to support oligarchy, ultimately fascism in the United States. I don't, you know, we use different kinds of voting systems and different kinds of voting machines in different states. To steal an election nationwide or even in five or six states rather than just one would be a real challenge. I mean, we can look back at 2000 and see that, you know, Jeb Bush knocked 90,000 African-Americans off the voting rolls just before the election and his brother won by 500 votes. You know, it's fairly obvious what happened there. It's fairly obvious what happened in Georgia. You had, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger removed from the voting rolls just in time for the election. And I'm sure that a lot of that happened, but I don't think that it's the voting machines or Elon Musk or Starlink was manipulating the data or anything like that. I think that what you saw was, generally speaking, a reflection of the American electorate. People are feeling badly burned by inflation. The Biden administration did a great job of governing the United States. They got inflation down to 2.7%. They got unemployment down to where it hasn't been since the 60s, wages are up, but they never told anybody this. They didn't, you know, Joe Biden did not go out every day like Donald Trump did for his 4 years and say, look at what I'm doing. And he damn well should have. And, you know, so now the as a result of that, Republicans got to basically reinvent history. I mean, 74% of Republicans think we're in a recession right now. And we're in the exact opposite of a recession. So it's just...
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think what we're going to see now is we're going to see Trump taking credit for magically, probably at the end of January, for another great economy.
Just like he did when, you know, Obama handed him a great economy and he went out every day saying, look at what I just did. The stock market just hit a new high. Well, the stock market hits a new high every day if you're not in a recession. But Trump was like, oh, no, this is totally unique. It's never happened before. Yeah, and, which he's going to do again. He's going to do again. And we're all going to watch it. Andrew, thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more of the news of the day and your calls.
You love watching television. If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll replay our visit with dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser about how Trump's mass deportations would hammer the U.S. food supply.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.